This is JIS News. Coming up, GSAT students to be placed in schools close to where they live. Jamaica records increase in tourist arrivals and manufacturers urged to increase production of raw materials. The news in detail after this message.
Jamaica makes quantum leap in the 2014 Logistics Performance Index.
Ground broken for total logistics facility at Kingston Wharves.
Jamaicans access logistics training in China, and Maritime Institute trains over 34,000 in Logistics 101.
But that's not all. Logistics 102 has been launched.
We are Hub Active.
Things are indeed happening.
This is a powerful vision of Jamaica's future, unfolding now before our very eyes. In what I call the hub effect.
Yes, the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative, a bold new vision for Jamaica's future.
Now the news. The Ministry of Education is reaffirming its decision to manually place GSAT students in high schools close to where they live. This in relation to students who were not placed in schools of their choice based on their grade performance. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the aim is to reduce the level of absenteeism in schools. Ministry studies have shown that some parents opt to keep their children at home when faced with the high cost of sending them to school over long distances.
Many of our children don't go to school as many days as they should because their parents cannot afford the transportation. We can't continue to send children 30 and 40 miles away for school and engage them in the vulnerabilities of the street corner and the bus park.
The minister adds that where students have been assigned to schools far from their homes, the ministry will facilitate requests for transfers. GSAT results are scheduled to be released the third week in June. Jamaica has recorded a 5% increase in overall visitor arrivals for the 2014-2015 winter tourist season when compared with the corresponding period last year. Tourism Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil says there were increases in tourist arrivals out of the United States and the United Kingdom, as well as increases in cruise ship passenger arrivals.
For the winter season, overall growth out of the United States was 9.1%. Between January and April, we welcomed 445,000 stopover visitors from the U.S. compared to 408,000 visitors recorded for the same period last year. The UK had an increase of 27.5% over last year. So Europe is up 9% and the UK was up 27.5%.
Dr. McNeil says based on the upward trend in visitor arrivals, Jamaica should record a positive 2015 summer tourist season, with expectations high for the fall and winter periods. The minister was speaking at the Jamaica Hotel and Tourist Association's 54th Annual General Meeting and Convention on Saturday, June 6. Traffic congestion along the roadway leading to the town of Old Harbour is expected to be significantly reduced following the rehabilitation of the Lafayette Road in Old Harbour, St. Catherine. The roadway, rehabilitated under the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program JEEP-4 component of the Major Infrastructure Development Program, was completed at a cost of $18.6 million. Senior Communications Officer, National Works Agency, Colin Morrison, says the roadway should officially be opened later this month.
Persons who use the Old Harbour main road will benefit because it can be used as a bypass road. Persons traveling towards the Old Harbour Bay area can use this roadway as well. And residents of housing schemes in the central St. Catherine community use the roadway as well. So several motorists will benefit from the rehabilitated roadway.
Mr. Morrison was speaking in an interview with JIS News Monday. And President of the Jamaica Manufacturers Association, the JMA, Brian Pengele, is urging manufacturers to seek to acquire raw materials locally instead of depending on imports. This, he says, will help to reduce production costs and drive economic growth. Speaking with JIS News recently following a tour of Corpac Jamaica in Kingston, Mr. Pengele noted that manufacturing has a role to play in economic recovery. Corpac is a local producer of cardboard boxes. Meanwhile, Mr. Pengele says policy measures by the government have boosted business confidence and led to positive developments in the economy.
Recently, by the way, the last survey last year was we increased employment 10%, nearly 8,000 jobs. That is coming from all the work that has been going on. Some of the new policies, in fact, talks about confidence. People are starting to invest again. We're seeing it come forward.
President of the Jamaica Manufacturers Association, Brian Pengele. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.